each one in the precious name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be gathered here together with you and to seek our God together. Praise the Lord for His goodness and His faithfulness to the children of men. Maybe we could just bow for a word of prayer yet before we begin. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You with meekness and humility and desiring that You would show us the truth from Your Word, Lord, even if it's things that we know. But help us to live them, Lord, and to just pray that You, this would be a reminder for us to actually do what Your Word says, Lord. We pray that Your Word would sink deep into our hearts and lives, Lord. And I just pray for my own self that You would work in my heart and do a deeper work there in my heart and life, Lord. Thank You for this opportunity to seek You and to share what You've laid on my heart. I just pray that You would feed Your people, Lord, today. Feed the sheep of Your pastor and that they would be fed, Lord. We just pray that Your will would be done in Your name. Amen. So this morning, beginning verse, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. There are some very familiar verses for us. We know these verses, but I just wanted to remind us of this, and maybe it's something that we can ponder in our lives and maybe see where we're at with this. So it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So these are very familiar verses, but I just like to remind us of this morning. So our heart is connected there, right in there, with where our treasure is. That's where our heart will be. And so I think it seems like the Bible has a lot to talk about money and about the things of this life and about just kind of things down this line. And so I think it's very important to God how we view money and how we view the kingdom of this world. We're not to be a part of this kingdom, but we're to be a part of the kingdom of God. And I just thought it's a good reminder for me and for us. Where is our treasure this morning? What are we pursuing after? God can see right where our treasure is, and He knows, and God wants to have our heart. He wants to have our all. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. So if we go to over to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. We'll start there. And I just want to read this a passage here, 12, 13 through 21 here. "And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me." So right off we see that inheritance, it seemed like that was maybe talking about things of this life. And it seemed like there was already some struggling going on about the inheritance. I think that is one thing that takes our focus off of God and His kingdom, is the things of this life. "And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." So there we see again, and we see that word covetousness. I'd like to take a look at that word covetousness a little bit as well. Take heed. It's a pretty strong taking heed there. And beware of covetousness. So a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Somehow it's easy to let our hearts a little bit attached to the things that are of this world. And that's what I would like to give us, myself, first of all, and us a warning of this morning, to not do that. That's not where what our life consists of. Our kingdom that we're in is in the kingdom of heaven. So we're not to be drawn away and sidetracked by this earth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Seems like that's what happens when of things of this life, when we're seeking after them, it just seems like you just want more and more and more, and it takes away. It's a tool of the enemy to distract us from the kingdom of God. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I'd like us to pay attention to those words. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. So there's something that we can watch for, we can be aware of. Is that in our hearts at all? Is that really at all in our hearts, to take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry? If that's there, then I think there's a problem. There's something to take heed of. There's something, maybe some repenting to do in my own life, maybe, or maybe there's something not right with my heart. Because the Bible is clear that the kingdom of God is an uphill battle. It's not about taking our ease, eating, drinking, and being merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So where is our treasure this morning? I'd like to think about the word covetousness a little bit. You don't have to turn there, but I'm going to just grab a verse. Hopefully, I'll just grab a verse in Exodus here, Exodus 18:21. It was kind of interesting. Exodus 18:21. Sorry, I'm in the wrong book here. Exodus 18:21. So this is. I'll just give a little bit of the context here. It was Moses' father-in-law was given some good advice for Moses to not wear himself out in the people, to set rulers over the people, and he said, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. So that word in there is covetousness. So it stands out to me that is in there, men that hate covetousness. So I think that's a very important thing in our lives. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Do we hate covetousness? Do we truly hate covetousness? I think that's a very important thing in our lives. In the Hebrew Aramaic, it's ill-gotten gain, dishonest gain, cutting off, gain, profit, greedy of gain. So I'd like to go on here to see what Timothy has to say. 1 Timothy chapter 6. verse 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So, this is a good reminder for me what the love of money does in it. I think money comes pretty close to home for us, for me. How do I look at money? How do I view it? How do I handle it? How do I treat it? Am I truly just passing through this world? Just something for us to think about. Am I coveting after money? Where is my treasure? 37:13 in the Greek says, to set one's heart on, strive for, aspire to, desire, coveted after. So those, where can I put those things? That description, do I put that on treasures of this earth for me? Is that what I'm going after? Or am I going after the treasures in heaven? And I want to get to, I don't have a whole lot of points, but I'd like to get to one thing that we can do is giving to the poor. That's one way that we can put treasure in heaven. The Bible talks about that, giving to the poor and stretching out our hands to the needy in those ways. And there's other ways. I think another way is just by being faithful and striving after God and His Word and His Kingdom. And I'm sure there's you can fill in more ways. Don't covet after or go after anything that is earthly. Don't spend your time seeking to be rich or going after money. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Luke chapter 12:33. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. So I'd like to just encourage us to do this, to have treasures in heaven. And to not get carried away in the things of this earth, and to turn our focus to the Lord. And maybe we can just stop and ponder and think, you know, what really am I going after? I know my heart, you know, I really desire to seek God more. I desire to grow and to be more like Him. But when I stop and think about my life, What am I doing? And I think that will show what really is in my heart. Because I can desire to overcome and desire better things, but until I'm actually doing what the Bible teaches, I am not overcoming. I can say the right thing, but am I actually doing the right thing for the Lord? Just a reminder. I know we know these scriptures. So I'd like to... How do I know if I'm laying up treasures upon earth? So another thing for us to think about, the question to ask is, where am I at? Where is my heart? Where am I putting my treasures at? We can ask ourselves, am I seeking after ease and pleasure in this life? What am I going after? Luke 12:19 says, is where I, that same verse, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. So the Bible is very clear that the road is narrow and it's going to take all our efforts. It's an uphill climb. And I think for myself, I can get a little discouraged and maybe get a little relaxed. And I just want to remind myself that that's not what the Christian life is. It's not about that. It's going to be a battle. That means that's a good thing if you feel the battle. So take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Is that at all in my heart? May we have a heart check there. How do I know if I'm laying up treasures in heaven? Am I reaching out to the poor and those in need? And am I seeking the kingdom of God? Luke 18:22 says, "Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him," this is the rich young ruler, I believe, "yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." So it seemed like that was a very hard thing for him to hear, those words. And somehow, for us as people, that's one thing that God touches in our lives, the very thing of money in our possessions. He sets his finger on that. I'm not saying that we can't have nothing. That's not my heart. I think it's good for me to think about, where is my heart? Am I just going after those things, or do I have an open hand to God? Am I able to just give those things to God and let Him do whatever He desires with them? That's my heart with that. Over in 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6 through 9. "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever." So I see that as a need in my life, to have compassion on the poor. And so this is just good for me to think about this and to ponder these thoughts. But where maybe that's a little bit of a check for us. Do I have compassion on the poor? Does my heart go out to them? Or am I just seeking for more and more for myself? So I would like to read yet the last passage I would like to go to is 2 Timothy again, and a little later on in that same chapter. I'm sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'd like to just read this passage here. I feel like this goes along very well with my heart here. Verse 11 through 19. "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." This is what we can do. I think these are ways that we can lay up treasure in heaven by doing these things, following after God. "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. So that verse is talking to the rich. We have a lot of blessings. I think it's a very easy trap. And I'm not there again. It's just saying that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. So I think that's the trap of riches, is to take our trust away to that, instead of trusting God more fully. God talks about not taking thought for your raiment or your clothing, or not being worried about, just not being worried, is what I think about. But trusting in the Lord, and that's my burden about this, is that we, myself included, that we don't get this idea, or this, that our heart doesn't just slowly kind of start a little bit trusting in riches, or that, well, we seem to be pretty well taken care of, and we turn our hearts away from God. That's my burden this morning. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. Here's what they can do. Praise the Lord. Ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So that's encouraging. They can lay up in store for themselves a good foundation by giving to others, and by communicating and being rich in good works. So in conclusion, this is about all I have, but my heart is that we would just remember, just a little reminder for us, and maybe a check in our hearts, where are we at? Because where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. And Jesus has a lot to say about those things, about our heart. And so I'd just like to remind us of those things, and pray that God will help us to be faithful. May God bless you all and help us to walk faithfully with Him.